Mark DeGubin and Maranatha. Welcome, beloved, to another Bible study together as we're considering and thinking about the solution to this problem of rejection. This matter which has impacted all of our lives and began many, many centuries ago in the Garden of Eden, when man rejected God's word and thus was ejected from the Garden of Eden in an act of love by God, lest he eat of the tree of life and live forever in the condition that sin brings about in these physical bodies. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to know the truth. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And, beloved, that is a wonderful fact. You can be set free from the impact of rejection by knowing the truth, by accepting the truth, and by walking in truth. Jesus said, "I am the truth." John 14:6. He is the truth, beloved. And when we know the Lord Jesus Christ, when we accept Him as Savior, we begin to enter into an understanding of rejection and its impact and how we can be delivered from it and set free. In the Gospel of John, again, John chapter 1, we read about the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 11, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon His name. This was speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." And verse 14 identifies the Word. The Word, capital W-O-R-D, was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And verse 17 is the key verse. "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." And so Jesus Christ, who was full of grace and truth, is the Word. Verse 14, we see that the Word is Jesus Christ. And He is the light in this sin-darkened world. And thus He came to His own, which was the nation of Israel, and His own received Him not. You see the rejection? Jesus took our rejection, beloved. Jesus was rejected by men for you and for me. He took the effect of rejection in order to deliver and liberate us from its control and dominion and from the impact and effect that it's had upon all of our lives. But as many as received Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, the Lord Jesus Christ, which were born. This is a new birth, beloved, a new birth. John 3:6, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh," physical birth. "That which is born of the Spirit of God is the spirit of man." Born again, as Jesus told Nicodemus. And so that which was born, which were born not of blood, that is, we're not born because our parents were Christians. We're not born again into the family of God because of our parents being believers. This is an individual matter. Every individual has to give an account of himself. And so it's not of the will of the flesh. It's not because some man chose to make us a child of God. It's not because of the will of the flesh, nor it's therefore not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. We can't get there through our own efforts. How many there are who try to work their way to heaven, beloved, you won't make it. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ, God's way, John 14:6. Nor of the will of man is the last statement in verse 13 of John 1. You can't get to heaven because some organization says if you join our church, you'll go to heaven. If you do this, if you do that, you'll get to heaven by being baptized. Beloved, baptism is only an act of identifying the individual who has already put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and has accepted Him alone as the only way to heaven. And so, beloved, born not of blood, not because our parents were believers, nor of the will of the flesh, not through good works, doing the best we can, trying to keep the Ten Commandments, whatever you may be striving to do in order to get to heaven, nor of the will of man, but of God. This birth, beloved, this new birth is of God. It's brought about by a work of Almighty God. If you'll go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I'll show you how this works out. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And here in 1 Corinthians 1, we read in verse 27, "But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things that are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. But of Him, of God, are ye in Christ Jesus." You see, beloved, this miracle of the new birth is a miracle that's wrought by Almighty God. And through this new birth, we are placed into Christ Jesus. God sees us through Christ. God sees us as being in Christ. And thus, by God are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us. Christ is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, "He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." Yes, beloved, we're not to glory in flesh, we're not to glory in man, we're to glory in Almighty God, to magnify and exalt and lift Him up. And so we see in Ephesians, the handbook that we referred to in our last broadcast, the handbook of the believer, the book of Ephesians, as the Boy Scouts have a handbook that give direction and instruction and guidance how to be a Boy Scout, so the book of Ephesians gives guidance, it gives instruction, it illuminates and opens up our understanding to what it means to be a child of God. And here in verse 1, we see Paul introduces the book by giving his name first so they know who's writing to them. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. He wasn't an apostle by his own effort, but because God called him as an apostle by His will. Paul was an apostle of Jesus Christ to the saints which are at Ephesus, that is, the believers at Ephesus, they were called saints, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. There we see the connection in Christ Jesus. Beloved, through the work of God, we are placed into Christ Jesus. We who put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, we are placed into Christ Jesus, and God sees us as being in Christ. And thus, grace, God's undeserved favor be to you, and peace, the peace of God which passeth all understanding, from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, when we accept Christ as Savior, we are born into the family of God, and God the Father becomes our Father and our Heavenly Father. We're His child. We become His child, not only through birth, but as Galatians tells us, through adoption. And beloved, how wonderful to be adopted. As we will see in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, or in the spiritual realm, in Christ Jesus. All spiritual blessings are already ours, beloved. Are you utilizing those blessings? Are you drawing upon those blessings, like we were talking about last time, of lady that I read about one time named Hattie Green, that was the wealthiest woman in California, and she had all kinds of money, but she was a miser. She did not draw upon her resources. She wouldn't even turn on the gas to boil water to cook her oatmeal. She ate it dry. And when her son was injured, she spent a whole day trying to find a free clinic. And by the time they found a free clinic, gangrene had set in the leg that was injured, and they had to remove his leg because she would not draw upon her resources. Oh, beloved, how many Christians there are who are living miserly lives. Lives that are weak, and lives that are struggling, and lives that are without victory because they're not drawing upon their resources in Christ. Oh, beloved, God wants us to live victoriously as more than conquerors, Romans 8 tells us, not under the circumstances, but living above the circumstances, walking in victory and not letting the circumstances get us down. But how often we walk after the flesh. How many times we try to live the Christian life in the energy of the flesh. How many times we allow the rejections of the past to rule and reign in our life, to control our actions, to control our emotions, to control the way we live, and to keep us in bondage when we could be walking in victory over the world system, over the flesh, over Satan and his demons, to the glory and honor and praise of Almighty God. Oh, beloved, you are in Christ Jesus. Live, therefore, using the resources in Christ that are available to you. Walk in victory and live victoriously to the glory of the Lord Jesus, because you can. You can defeat and see Satan and his foes defeated through Christ. Till next time, goodbye.